learning much about anything, you'd have a little patience.
If you wanted to go straight back, what would you tell him?
Well, you'd say, oh, back up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we didn't, on the farm, we didn't use much of that, but these oil people boys in the early days, the old horses, they didn't need no lines. You could kind of hang a line up on a hame and stand out there and tell them what to do, and they'd do it.
No, I bet those were valuable horses when they got
them. They were. They were good horses. Weighed 1,600 to 1,800 apiece. Mm. They could move a load.
I bet they could. When you said get up, which way did the horse go?
He started forwards.
And back then?
He spoke back. He stopped good, back it up.
Go back? Backwards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you had a good set of harness on him, he could back just about as much as he could pull forwards to. Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh man, I used to love to get over a good team.
Well, there's an art to that.
In 1911, they didn't, it just dry, didn't make no corn or nothing much. And that fall, we bought a new one-row binder. And it's getting close to frost time. See, it didn't rain here till the 7th of July.
My goodness.
And it come a good rain, and people went to plant some peat stuff, and part of it got ready to go. And we went to cut and feed. And we tied 6 mules to the wagon and 3 to that binder, and it didn't stop. Just long enough to take one team loose and hook the other on. Hmm. There was 3 of us out there. And I don't know, an uncle of mine was helping me. Dad was helping at the time. And we worked when it's so darn cold that you had to put on your overcoat and get behind the shock to keep it freezing. Shock off a shock of that feed and get behind you. Mm. And Uncle George said, I don't know why what it is, Tom, but whenever I can sit out there, it don't make any difference how dark it is. And you can crawl on that binder and tell them to get, and said, I can tell the difference right quick. Some way or another, you can just get it out of them easier and faster than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Well, we had the only row binder in the country. We got all this feed cut, every dadgum bit of it that it was to cut in the country, and it come a big frost and freeze that night. Now, well, that's how we was a hurrying. Of course, we was getting good money for it. We was first to climb the tide and cut in 6 bits an acre. Mm-hmm.
Your mules?
Yeah, we farmed everything.
My goodness. No wonder you worked so hard.
Well, I didn't mind it them days.
Did you have a thing like this with 2 legs like this for sawing logs?
Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
A rack.